Hi, my name is Tatiana, your Reese Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Well, I have questions, actually, and it may lead to finding a testing site near us, but at this moment, we've been advised, well, not all of us, but one of us have been advised to self-quarantine. My question is, we're a household of six, and we come in contact, direct contact with one another every single day. And my son, who's in high school, was directly exposed to someone in his friend group that was tested, and his results came back positive, as well as his entire household. But this child was informed to continue coming to school until his test results came back, even though both of his parents and several siblings had already tested and came back positive. Okay, I don't want to be a ripple effect on other families. If our family could potentially have it, I feel safer quarantining at home. I was told that it takes 7 to 14 days for the coronavirus to run its course, as long as it doesn't get out of hand. Okay? Am I misled or misdirected, or should I send my two girls to school while my son self-quarantined, since he was the only one that was directly exposed?
If he was exposed, it's a pretty good chance that everyone else is being exposed, because he's in the same household as you all.
Right.
So you all should probably get tested.
Mm-hmm. See, that's kind of where I was going with this, you know what I mean? But the school nurses at the schools that my kids go to, I talked to them yesterday, and they were like, well, you can go ahead and send the girls. I mean, you can go ahead and send your son, and until he's tested and the test comes back positive, he doesn't have to quarantine. That's by your choice. I'm like, but he was directly exposed to someone who tested, and the results came back positive. What's it? That's why this mess keeps going around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, my son, you know, I mean, they were only around each other without masks for lunch. But that was 2 days in a row during lunch, and I don't know how often. I mean, they're high school kids. It's not like they're going to keep them, you know. So I don't know. I work with old people. And I'm like, I don't want to, if I've been exposed to this virus, I don't want to take it to them. They're 88, 79. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you all should just get tested.
Yeah, okay. So in that case, yes, can you please refer me to somewhere around us that can provide testing?
What's your zip code?
36535.
You said 36535?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that didn't come up on your zip code. Give me your city.
Okay, Foley.
You said Foley?
Yes, ma'am. F-O-L-E-Y.
Okay. That didn't come up either. I'm trying to see.
Oh, God. Is this the Alabama hotline?
Yes.
Because I have a California number, so I'm like, I can't dial 211 because it directs me to California. I'm like, yeah, no, that's not going to help. That's across the map. Well, the nearest city to me, there's Alberta or Robertsdale.
I found some in your county.
Okay.
There's one in Pale City, one in Moody, Alabama.
And where?
Moody.
Pale City.
Mm-hmm.
Moody? Did you say Moody, Alabama?
No, Moody.
No.
Moody.
Oh, Moody. I was like, dang, I didn't even know that was a city around here. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Okay. Happy Friday. Ah, okay. Yeah, the Pale City is like way north of us.
Yeah, so it's only three in your county.
Baldwin County?
Let me try Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are four in Baldwin.
Okay. Because I'm like, Pell City, that's like hours away from me. Oh, my God.
There's
a road trip. We're going to get tested today, kids.
There's one in Daphne. One in Fairhope. One in Orange Beach and one in Robertsdale.
Okay, Robertsdale's probably going to be the best one for us. That's the PZK Hall, correct?
It says the Baldwin County Health Department. But they say they're not. Okay. They say they're not testing at this time.
They're not testing at this time.
Yeah. At Robertsdale, but the other ones are testing.
Orange Beach, Fairhope, and
Daphne.
Okay, and it's what is the location at Daphne that is?
American Family Care Clinic.
Okay, I know exactly where that is. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.